there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. You might be aware that Billy Graham, the famous American evangelist, recently died. If I spoke to people who had heard about him and said, "What do you know about Billy Graham?" I've no doubt that anybody who is aware of him would say he was a preacher, he was an international evangelist, he mixed with presidents, he was very influential, and thankfully he never slipped, and there was no baggage, and there was no skeletons in the cupboard, and he lived an incredibly exemplary life. I wonder what I'll be remembered for when I die. I wonder what you will be remembered for. It's quite a sobering question, isn't it? In a previous career, I once read a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. In his book, Dr. Covey introduced a habit called the habit of beginning with the end in mind. The idea was a wise one. To achieve anything, you need to know what you're aiming for. Having done that, you need to work out how you're going to get there. I wonder, could I ask you the question, what are you aiming for in life? Let me tell you a little story about a man called Alfred Nobel. Alfred Nobel was a Swedish industrialist, inventor, and an armaments manufacturer. Shortly after his brother died, he was reading a newspaper, and to his horror, he found that instead of his brother's obituary, they'd written his instead. As he pondered what the journalist had written about him, he concluded that his lasting legacy was that of developing dynamite, explosives. Alfred Nobel died in San Remo, Italy, on December the 10th, 1896. In his last will and testament, he wrote that much of his fortune was to be used to give prizes to those who have done their best for humanity in the field of physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature and peace. Today, his name is more often linked with the Nobel Peace Prize than with the forces of destruction. He adjusted what he would be remembered for. Billy Graham, the renowned American preacher, well, his name was synonymous with Christianity. He was known for preaching from the Bible. In fact, his famous strapline was, "The Bible says." And with challenging appeals to everyone, he preached about repentance and belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I like the fact he preached to everyone. It doesn't matter whether he was in Russia or whether he was in the United States or whether he was in England or wherever he was found, he preached the same message to different people. The Bible, what whosoever jumps to mind, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Billy Graham will be remembered for his consistency of life and the consistent message he preached down the years, and for living a dignified, godly life right to the end of his time on earth. But I noted this. Despite his fame and unblemished record, he made a statement one day. He said, "I am not the holy, righteous prophet of God that many people think I am. I share with Wesley the constant feeling of my own inadequacy and sinfulness. I am often amazed that God could use me at all." Isn't that amazing? A man who walked the world stage. A man who spoke to presidents and kings as well as ordinary folk. A man who blazed a trail in evangelism that many have followed in his footsteps, but he walked a path that no one had walked before. He brought millions under the sound of the gospel. In fact, they reckon that the total number would have been something like 2.5 billion people across this planet would have heard the gospel through this man. But he says, "I am not the holy, righteous prophet of God that many people think I am. I share with Wesley the constant feeling of my own inadequacy and sinfulness." The great Apostle Paul, one of the greatest preachers known to men, who blazed the trail for the gospel of Jesus Christ through Europe, taking the message to men and women in idolatry and planting churches, we would say, right, left and centre. He said one day, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Apostle Paul recognized that he was the chief of sinners. I know of no man, no woman, whoever comes to Jesus Christ until they realize they're a sinner. And the longer you live, the more you realize how bad a sinner you are. Oh, I look at my own life and I see things I wish I did not see. I would not tell you about them. I wouldn't want you to know about them, for I am a dirty sinner, but Jesus died for me. I am washed through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am blessed because of what Jesus did. You might find it unusual to think that a man like Billy Graham could see himself as a sinner. The fact is, the nearer a person gets to God, the more aware they become of their sinfulness and God's holiness. The more aware they become that God is pure and clean and righteous. Peter the great apostle once said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." I am so glad that rather than reject those who confess they are sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What is your legacy? Do you realize who you are? Do you understand what you have on offer through the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you come to the cross, turn from your sin, believe the gospel of Jesus Christ? May God bless you richly. Thank you again for listening. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.